This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Jeff Worrell back with another episode of PT Talker. Welcome to all physical therapists, and I'll bet on this one, physical therapist assistants. And the reason I say that is because our guest today is a PTA, Mr. John Kelly, who is the coordinator of home modification and accessibility services for Easter Seals Crossroads out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome, John, to our show today.
Thanks, Jeff. Glad to be here.
Well, I'll bet you are, because you are a star of the hour here at PT Talker. We like to recognize physical therapists and physical therapist assistants who do well in the industry, and you've just received a big award from the American Physical Therapy Association. Congratulations, John. You are the outstanding PTA of the year, so congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a humbling award.
Yeah, and so you went down to the APTA meeting in Tampa to receive the award. Tell us a little bit about that first, then we'll get into the award itself.
Sure. I attend the award as an elected member of the representative body of PTAs within the APTA, so I'm a delegate to the National House of Delegates there, and so I was attending the meeting anyway, so that worked out well. And then the award ceremony is conducted at the end of the meetings there, June 8th in Tampa, Florida.
Okay, so there's a whole process, and the APTA has done a really good job of recognizing therapists throughout the year. You're probably in good stead. Your name now will be among some other very worthy candidates and recipients of this award. But can you tell us a little bit about what the award means and how you received it and what you were recognized for?
Sure. Well, I'm especially proud to receive the award because I was nominated from the Indiana chapter here where I live. Been very active in the association through the Indiana chapter over the last 10 or 12 years, and you know, you don't often get that pat on the back as you sort of toil through those you know, volunteer jobs. So for the Indiana chapter, the local folks that I work with here in Indiana to nominate me for that award, it's especially meaningful for me.
That's great. Go ahead.
I was going to say the award itself, you know, there's a number of criteria that the APTA has set for the award. There's a clinical criteria that that you're meeting clinical excellence, and they require a letter of recommendation from your supervising physical therapist. Mm-hmm. And then there's also a big component about service to the association and to your community. So you know, the Indiana chapter folks obviously could recognize me for that, and then contributions to the community as well is important in this ward, and I fulfilled that part of it through some work I've done at my children's school and the church that I attend.
Mm-hmm. Now, it seems like, and I'm actually from Indiana, so I'm familiar with the work you've done with the state chapter, but it seems to me like a lot of times physical therapist assistants are maybe a little bit more in the background when it comes to the functioning and representation of the state association, national association. And I've always been impressed by the fact that you're out there as a PTA and you're very heavily involved in the state association and then at the national level. How have you been received, and are there many PTAs doing the same thing that you are?
That's a great question. You're absolutely right. There is a feeling amongst some PTAs that the membership category within the APTA is inferior or a different role than that of the physical therapist. So sometimes it can feel like you're fighting an uphill battle, and it's a constant struggle to be recognized as a equal participant in these meetings and activities within the association. But on the other end, it's also sometimes a struggle to get PTAs involved. So I feel like I've been a renegade out there fighting on both ends of it. Yeah. I feel lucky to live and work in a state like Indiana where the PTA member is very well established and treated as a peer within the association, whereas I get the feeling that that's not always true in every state across the country. So a few years back, we here in Indiana worked to establish a role for the PTA, a designated PTA role within the board of directors at the chapter level here in Indiana. And I feel like since that was established, the PTA's voice is adequately heard at the chapter and national levels now, whereas before, I think it was always hard to capture that segment of the membership without having a PTA there present on the board.
Right. So your work at the national level, how long have you been a delegate to the national level?
I just finished my second year of a 3-year term as a delegate at the national level.
Wonderful.
Before that, I served 6 years as the Indiana chapter representative at the national level.
Right. So what are some of the things that that you're working on as a delegate and some of the things that you're interested in at the national level with the APTA?
There's sort of the internal things that have to do with the PTA member within the association, and that's really what the delegate is elected to perform. So every year the House of Delegates meets and establishes, you know, the policies and positions of the association and of the profession. So to have a PTA present at that meeting and to be able to make motions, debate motions, is very important for the PTA members that I represent there. So that is, 80% of my focus is, representing the views of the PTA members at the highest level of the association as we establish those positions.
Right. Very good. Well, wonderful. Well, again, we want to say congratulations to you. And do you encourage other PTAs that might be listening to this podcast to get involved as heavily as you have? It sounds like it's been a real positive experience for you.
Oh, it's been very positive. Despite all the time and efforts that I put in, I feel like I still have taken more out as far as professional development, peer relations. The things I've learned and the things I've taken away far outnumber the time and hours I've put in. And, no matter what level of involvement you're at, I feel like there is something for everyone within the association. So,
yeah.
Whether you're involved just for a few minutes a week or attending a local meeting or, in an elected position on a committee or, going to the annual conference, I feel like there's something for every level of involvement, whether you're PT or PTA.
Great. All right. You've heard it from John Kelly himself, winner of the Outstanding Physical Therapist Assistant Award that is given each year from the American Physical Therapy Association. He has just returned from the Tampa National Convention, where he proudly accepted that award, and he happens to be right here from Indianapolis, Indiana, home of PT Talker. So, John, again, congratulations, and thank you for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, and I want to remind everyone out there listening, please pass on the website, www.pttalker.com. That's the place you can go to sign up for your very own subscription to this podcast each and every week. It is free, and we bring you an expert or someone interesting, just as we did today, like John Kelly, each and every week to help you learn a little bit more about your very own profession, maybe share a little something with you that will help to make you a better clinician or at the very bottom line, help someone get well today. So this is Jeff Worrells saying thanks for listening and so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.